Perek Tes Zayin, chapter 16 of Tehillim, has the very well-known pasuk that says, Shivisi Hashem lenegdi samid. I place Hashem before me always. We know that in the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch, this pasuk is brought down, and it's described that this pasuk is the greatness of tzaddikim, that people who live on a higher level of spirituality, of righteousness, are the people who know how to live with this way of being, of I place Hashem before me always. The Baal Shem Tov taught that the word Shivisi is not only referring to placing Hashem before me always, but also from the language of Shaveh, that it's equal. Sometimes this is referred to as equanimity, the ability to look at all experiences in a way that is Shaveh, that is equal. What makes them Shaveh? What makes them equal? The fact that they all are from Hashem, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. Hashem being in front of me always is what makes all my experiences equal. There's a very important nuance, I believe, to this teaching, because sometimes people can take that to mean that I bypass all the emotions and all the variations of what it means to experience life, because everything is the same. Everything is just the same, because it's all from Hashem. So it's all good. And on some level, there is some truth to that idea. But the more nuanced and, I believe, developed way of understanding this is that what it means that everything is equal is that all the different experiences that I have, which are different, at some points I feel excited about something. At some points I feel happy, I feel appreciative, grateful. And at times I feel sad or disappointed or scared or lonely. What it means for them to be equal, to be shaveh, is not to say that I now neutralize all those experiences and they all become dissolved into just one and the same feeling. No, it's that I have all those different feelings because I have different experiences. What's equal is that I know that each of them is from Hashem. So I can be okay in the sadness because the sadness too is a way in which I can connect and find Hashem. That Hashem is there in that as well. Hashem is there even in the loneliness or even in the fear. Hashem is there in the excitement. Hashem is there in the enthusiasm. Hashem is there in all of them. So it's Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid, that having Hashem in front of me always makes all of it equal. Not because it's all equal in that now it's the same, but it's all equal now in that it's all from Hashem. So all of it has value, all of it has meaning. I can embrace each of those experiences. So instead of the idea of emunah, of faith, of putting Hashem in front of me, neutralizing and in a sense taking away from the different flavors of my experience, it actually adds dimensionality to it. It means I can be in the feelings that I'm having. I can be in the positive and the distressing feelings. To say that emunah means that now I don't have distressing feelings would be to say that Hashem can't be found in sadness or that Hashem is not in everything. But if we know Ein Ol Milvado, that Hashem is in everything, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid, always, then that means even in the distress, even in those experiences. And so I can allow myself to be in those experiences, knowing that there too I can find a path. There too I can find godliness. There too I can find myself. I can find what I need within this world, what Hashem is sending my way for me to experience. So much for listening. If you enjoyed this, please follow us on WhatsApp, YouTube, or Instagram. All our podcast series can be found wherever you listen to podcasts. I'd love to hear from you, so please reach out with questions, comments, or suggestions, or to be added to our WhatsApp groups. You can reach us through email using yakov.attached@gmail.com or on WhatsApp at 773-888-2413.